Loud. Two. Loud. Two. Loud. Two. Loud.
Did it happen in one day?
Nope. Didn't happen in one day, Sal. We're here. Yep. We're finally here kind of at the NBA.
Crossover, break your ankle.
Yep. 2022 Slop you NBA with the rock. Finals. Nope. We're about to give a preview. Yep. Sal, I know you're happy because your Celtics made it in, and you're obviously more of the basketball guy because I got nothing right.
Never get anything right about basketball. I know basketball. This is this. We should have just done a fantasy basketball show from the start.
Team's cute. Made it to the finals.
Why are we starting with this old ass lame E40 riddle ass song?
Well, because we already know who's gonna win, and to help me tell everyone who's going to win. We got our special guest, also our producer, Joseph Pelayo, on the show. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Glad to be Warriors Nation.
Yeah, honestly, the Warriors are about to win this. That's why I started out with this song. Celtics have no chance. They have Sal in their name, so you already know it's a bad
That
just not going to happen. You guys are going to get beat down. Johnny Depp is the Warriors, and Amber Heard is the Celtics. We already know who's going to win this. It's already everyone's laughing, eating candy in the background, making snarky remarks. It's over. Warriors. We got
what,
Warriors.
What trial have you been watching?
What are you talking about? They eat candy in the back? Like, they don't take that trial. Johnny Depp and the Warriors are not going to take this trial serious / final serious together because they already know they got this in the bag. It's your young Celtics.
I hope they don't take it seriously.
They don't even know their ass from a hole in the ground, Sal. Now my new favorite expression. Joseph, before we let Sal chime in on the Celtics, what do you think about your Warriors? You've been saying that the Warriors were going to win it all along, and we're finally here, and you might almost be true.
Well, I mean, going into the season, I felt like we were pretty deep, so that kind of gave me some confidence. We got a lot of young blood, plus we got our veteranship, and then we have, you know, returning Klay Thompson, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, the
you know, they all have that. They all have that championship caliber.
Klay, Draymond, and Steph all start in a series. When they start every single game in a series, they're 14-0.
Yeah, so I think that they're locked and loaded. I think it's just a matter of getting it on the, you know, getting to Thursday. Yeah. Plus, I think that they have there's all these doubts and rumors and speculation that Steph Curry hasn't proved himself because he hasn't won a Finals MVP. And I think this is going to be that season where he gets it.
And he has white man ankles. Don't forget that. He has very, very white man ankles.
It's okay. We're deep. We have a second. What's it called? We don't have another Splash Brother on the bench, but we do have a pool party.
Oh my God. And then there you go with that. But it's okay because I know you guys are going to win. You've been watching every single Warriors game this
the whole
year.
Season.
Like you,
for the, no, for the past
you,
like three, watching, 4 years.
You've been watching a Kings Warriors game. You're watching the most pathetic of all Warriors games, but you watch them.
I even watch the Pistons once. It's crazy.
What's the weakness of your team? Is there a weakness that like anyone doesn't know about that you know about? Because you watch all these games.
Yeah, I think that the weakness is when they're trying to play catch up and they start playing by live and die by the three. So once they get caught up in that mess, I think that they're kind of it gets into a downward spiral where like Klay Thompson will be trying to force threes when he shouldn't be or he should just kick the ball out. But that and then when people kind of force us to play faster than we like, we already play fastball, but just kind of when we create turnovers, when we have too many turnovers, that's when we lose.
Okay, what about Steph missing all these free throws right now? I the other day I saw him for the first time, I think, in history.
He missed two free throws.
He missed two free throws in a row, back to back.
Oh, wow.
Consecutively.
Another one.
That's a free chicken sandwich at Clipper games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that definitely is an issue, but I think that the fact that he's been getting to the line more because he's been driving the lane, which is something super out of character. He's been able to, you know, make up with those and one points too. So even though I know he's missing, it's kind of not a good thing for him considering he was a 92% or 93% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
So, but Jordan Poole is apparently out shooting him at the line. So I think that he makes it up in the sense that where he gets those and ones.
Yeah, you guys have been smashing through teams. Each series, has any of your series gone to a game six, game seven, I mean?
No.
Have they even got to game six?
Nah, it was a gentleman's sweep.
No.
Luka and John Morant both got one on them.
And then what about, and then Jokic got 1-2, right? So you guys have only lost three games, and you guys still haven't lost at home, correct?
We're still rested. Yeah, with no losses at home.
Glad you're rested. That means rusty.
Well, the final's going to start on Thursday. The Warriors are going to take on the Celtics. The Celtics, yes, Celtics.
But
in the championship.
But listen,
the
listen,
got
listen.
Enough to get a 2022 Celtics championship banner on them, though.
Oh,
tatted on him.
I might get a shamrock though if we win.
You better get a tatted. Yeah. Like the other guy, you didn't see the guy that's going viral in the 2022 banner championship. He got that in like the middle of the year.
Good for him. Yeah, here's the thing. Before I go on to the Celtics and say why everything, I just want to mention that I did put money on the Warriors to win the West. Called it.
You've been a big Warriors guy, and I've been dragging them, but
I've watched a lot of Warriors games this year.
I'm a firm believer on their side though, Sal.
I knew that they have a lot of depth. Jordan Poole is the Sean Livingston with knees.
Yeah.
No, that's Otto Porter Jr. Otto Porter Jr. is Sean Livingston with knees.
Isn't Otto Porter a big man?
No, he's like a small forward. He's Will Chamberlain's son.
That's what I think.
The point is happening that your Celtics were like 25-23 at one point. Below 500.
Yes. And then RJ
at that point, at that time, did you think that they were even going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, honestly?
I always believed that my Celtics were going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, except for that one time when the Bucks kicked their ass. But at the start of the year, it was a little rocky. But two things happened that changed the whole trajectory of the season, which I'll get to after you cut me off. Because like I said, I've been watching Warriors games. They want me money.
That's not the point. We're talking about your Celtics.
Pick the West. I'm building up my opponent. We're building up the opponent. So when we beat them, if I just call them losers, once we beat them, they're going to be like, oh, you just beat a bunch of losers.
That's Joseph coming in and started talking about the Celtics. No, we're not talking about this. We're talking about the Celtics right now.
I just want to say that I respect them.
I respect the fact. But talk about the journey.
Fine. Season started off horribly. We're under 500. We had a brand new coach. Neil Long was yelling at him at home. But then, middle of the season,
what happened?
We got our ass kicked by RJ Barrett. Dropped like 50 points on us in the Garden.
That was epic. I remember that.
It was crazy. And we were just like, can't happen anymore. Can't be getting our ass kicked. But I mean, he's the Maple Mamba, but
he's the Maple Mamba.
We can't be doing this. This is not a championship team. So then we traded Schroeder's bitch ass.
Yeah, Schroeder was honestly the problem.
I thought he would be the man, but he was not. Traded. We had Schroeder at the center.
Would you guys trade him to?
The Rockets.
It was like a three-team trade.
For what?
That got us Al Horford and Derek White.
Oh, yeah.
And Daniel Tice back. And since then, it just kind of skyrocketed. Jason Tatum was able to score. Jaylen Brown became the dude. And most importantly, Marcus Smart, a man who has been to Eastern Conference Finals before. All these guys have been to multiple Eastern Conference Finals. Don't act like this is their first time there.
Yeah, I'm glad they finally made it out of the Eastern Conference Finals. They've never made it to a championship.
Good time, yeah, but keep going.
Listen, it finally came together. Celtics ended up as the 2 seed, had the best record in the second half of the season, though.
They did.
First, we had to play the almighty Nets, who had KD from the Warriors.
They had nobody.
And they had Kyrie from the Celtics, the ultimate fusion.
Which I forgot, we should have been laughing at them right now.
I'm laughing at them. Because they still laughing at them.
Name their center.
Joseph, you miss KD?
They had the legendary Blake Griffin and Claxton.
Oh, yeah. Balake Griffin, Claxton, and LaMarcus Aldridge. Yes. Okay.
And we swept their asses.
Yeah, you swept them. That wasn't even close. Everyone counted you guys out. It was pretty unfair, but, you know, you were still shaking. You guys had to play the Bucks next.
Yeah, I was scared. I thought we were going to lose. But Chris Middleton got hurt.
Yeah.
So we'd have to play him.
So fucking much.
And Drew Holiday could only do so much.
Drew Holiday can only do so much. He's not the golden child. He's and just as good as every UCLA.
They shouldn't have to lean on Pat Covington to win games.
As is Connaughton, but yes.
Whatever. And there's still a tweet that I use to this day when the Celtics win. That it was like game 6, and I was like, that's it. It's over. Like, we should have closed them out in game 6. And then Giannis just went crazy and had like a triple-double by the end of the first quarter. I'm like, it's over. give this title to the Bucks. They're gonna do it. Then the Celtics came back and kicked their ass in Game 7. And it was like not even close.
Yeah.
And we made it to the finals again.
Then Jimmy Butler, I thought they were gonna take you out.
And it was the scariest time because all these Celtics, they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but then they have to meet up with like LeBron at first.
Always LeBron.
Then they had
to meet up with LeBron.
And then they had to meet up with the Giannis. Then they had to meet up with Jimmy Butler in the bubble.
And then they lost to KD and Kyrie last year. So they literally, that's why their whole revenge is equal to beating every single person that's beaten over the past 3 years.
And now, they're finally going to the finals after beating Jimmy Buckets and Tyler Hero and all the Heat that thought they were the mans. They're not the mans. Jimmy Butler scored as much as Will.
Bro.
And now we're here. Finally in the finals. Kobe Magic, running wild. Jason Tatum is the true Mamba Kid.
See, I like how yours is a whole, like, underdog comeback story. Joseph's
it's the city of Boston, city of comeback underdogs.
Joseph's is chilling. Joseph is not tripping on anything because his team has been coasting.
Yeah, they've been there before.
Everything. And it's not
bro, we tanked. We tanked the whole second half of the season after the All-Star break when Draymond got injured. We went, like, on an 18-game losing streak.
And how healthy are your Warriors right now, Joseph?
Oh, we're stupid healthy. It's great. You know, I'm glad that we lost when – I'm glad that Draymond went out when he did because it gave – or when Steph went out too, it gave the opportunity for Klay to integrate himself back into that system and for him to kind of maneuver with – what's his name? Jordan Poole.
Yeah, that's true. Klay, the pump fake guy, appreciated him.
It kind of just, like, pulled the whole squad together in different ways so that we've – like, we've kind of become a little bit more versatile. It'll be great as soon as James Wiseman comes back.
Well, okay. Well, you're not going to be able to keep them all, so who are you going to keep?
Bro, we only need to keep him for one more season.
Seven more games left.
No, I'm saying fucking who are you going to keep for going into next year? Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, and Steph. Well, Steph's staying, obviously. Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole.
Oh, 100%.
Which one?
What do you mean? They're all going to stay. They still have another year.
They're all going to stay? I thought Jordan Poole's on a contract. I thought he has to get paid.
Oh, he's going to get paid. 100%.
So you're going to pay him and keep Klay.
Klay has to get paid, too.
Okay, you're going to keep Draymond, too?
He still has another year.
Okay, well, you're the Warriors guy. I just need to figure out what's going on.
Anyway, that's why the Warriors
and
are
Draymond,
good.
Draymond came out today and they said, like, hey, the band breaking up? He's like, the only one that might break up is Iggy, and that's because he might have to retire because of his fucking neck.
Yeah. And,
the Warriors are good because, like I said, I've watched a lot of games. And because they were all hurt, the big three were hurt, like, most of the year, all the young guys got plenty of reps. So that's why they look all Jordan Poole and fucking Jose and all their guys were.
Who's Jose?
Who's this other guy you guys got?
You mean Juan?
Yeah.
Juan Toscano Anderson?
Yeah, Juan. And then you also have Gary Payton the second. You have a bunch of young pups. You have Kumaninga and you have Looney. You have a bunch of young pups.
That's the one that I don't know if he's going to stay. He's on a contract here, and he's got to get paid.
And that's the biggest matchup that you guys have to face, is that you're not big. And we're way bigger than
that's
you.
That's fine.
And also,
but we've been out-rebounding most teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
Every team that we've played so far, we've out-rebounded.
Oh, yeah, those Giants over there in Memphis.
Hey, you got to play our game too, you know?
Hey, I hope you guys do.
And before we're going to go to the break, right now, before I go into the break, Joseph, are you scared about the Celtics facing the Warriors? Are you a little bit scared?
Yeah, just because they have some pretty good coaching.
Yeah, we do.
They have solid coaching. Their team is fast, and they're able to kind of match some of the strategies that we've already done. So they're just like a bigger copycat of us. But most teams that try to copy the Warriors end up failing.
That is true.
It's because we're built like they built the Celtics to be the Warriors because they saw that's what was beating LeBron. And it just took these guys a while to get. It was like when the Warriors were first starting. They built them, but they didn't win right away. It wasn't until a couple years they got their sea legs under them. And then they became a dynasty.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And then we'll be back again next year.
When we come back, we're going to go and break down this finals matchup and we're going to give our predictions on who we think is going to win and how many games as well. And see what defensive matchups might work. What who's going to be the better coach at the end of this. And we're going to finish this all with Too Loud Minutes. When we come back, we are Too Loud.
it up, pack it in. Welcome back to Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. Thank you for listening wherever you are out there in podcast land. Ryan, how happy was I on Sunday?
Oh, how happy?
When the Celtics won. Like, just...
So I called my mom because I was sad. Just because I was having just such a bad day. It felt like I got dumped by an ex-girlfriend. It was awful, awful, awful. I just felt I had to drink. And I don't even like to drink, but I had to drink that day because I was like, I'm petty. And I'm mad that the Celtics are going this far right when I jump ship. But I'm okay with it because my championship's going to be when the KKM wins. But I called her and I was like, dude, like, Sal's out here just gloating, dancing. I'm like, the man's even going home with someone at the end. I'm like, Mom, why do winners win and losers lose? I'm like, I'm just losing and losing and losing. So, yeah, you were winning.
Listen.
I was losing also.
To further explain that point of the ex-girlfriend, because at the start of the year, you were a Celtic fan. Your contract was just up. You could have just resigned with the Celtics.
No, fuck.
Literally.
You decided to leave and jump ship to Detroit.
Yeah.
And the first
you can't say I'm not a real fan.
The first year, as soon as you jump ship, the boat risen from the depths of the sea, and we're just sailing to the promised land now. So thank you. You were the anchor holding us down.
Dude, fuck yourself. They suck. KKM beats that ass in 7 years. We'll see who's laughing.
I'm so happy. Joseph, you're another team. You're another guy with like a team who actually wins and is in the championship. Isn't it just like a weight lifted off your shoulders? Like, there's no reason to be mad. Your team's in the championship. It's so nice.
Exactly. This is how it feels like every year.
Yeah, that's why. Except that's why me and Joseph are weights are lifted right now. We are going for the Warriors 100%. Thank you, Joseph, for joining the show again. We got to talk about this Warriors-Celtics matchup now. We already went over their journeys in the last segment, went over what it took for them to finally get to this point. But now, this Thursday, we are going to see, well, at least game one of a seven-game series that could happen. I don't know how many games it's going to take. I think it'll take less. But we are going to see who is the best team in the NBA this year. Celtics went through a hard road. Warriors not so much, but maybe the Warriors just made it look easy. That's why it wasn't so hard. Phrasing. But we got the defense of the Celtics versus the defense of the Warriors. I don't know who has a better defense. I know the Celtics have a better
defense. I mean, they're the top two defenses. They're 1-2 in the league this year.
I don't know who has a better defense without Gary Payton the second. Because if Gary Payton the second was there, I feel like that guy is just their Tony Allen.
But on the Celtics and Time Lord and Marcus Smart and like everybody's kind of like up in the air, like everybody's battling. We've been battling in seven game series, but like the back to back.
You guys are gonna be tired and injured.
Yeah, you guys have played a lot of game sevens. You guys are gonna be a little tired.
We're grizzled.
The Warriors defense might clamp down because I think that the Warriors don't have individual guys that are just awesome at like being defensive players besides Gary Payton the second and maybe Clay, but like they all collectively together, they just play as a fucking unit. And I don't know if the Celtics are going to be able to get as much offense on that Warriors defense. I think the Warriors have the upper hand on the defense over here.
Celtics are taller.
Okay.
They don't.
100%.
The Warriors do not have the size to contend with us at our full. They don't have anybody big enough to guard Jason Tatum. Let alone Al Horford, Daniel Tice, and Time Lord.
That was actually against my questions. Joseph, do you think you guys have anybody to guard Jason Tatum, or is playoff Wiggins going to have to step up?
Bro, we'll play a zone, and we'll put Wiggins on him.
Ooh, you already called it right then and there. That's a man who watches his team every year.
There's only one play.
We'll just throw a zone, and we'll be fine.
Throw a zone.
That's what bro, we're just going to play zone defense.
Do you guys think you have a better defense, Joseph, or no? Or am I just saying a bunch of shit right now just because I'm hating?
I think that we have a solid squad just as a whole. We can kind of plug and play where we need to. So, I mean, like, when we have somebody that plays a little bit faster, a little bit bigger, I mean, we can kind of try to match them in different ways. But I definitely think that we'll give them a run for their money.
Who's the better defense?
And I think that I'm going to go with the Warriors, but I'm going to go with the Warriors. We have Draymond as our captain, and I just think that overall, he's that man that can guide a ship. You guys don't have a captain of that ship. It's old man Al Horford.
What?
It's old man Al Horford, but he's never won a championship.
He's only lost to LeBron, and also
And has he won one? That's my question.
Well, he's going to win now because also our captain is the defensive player of the year.
And Draymond should be that man. Not
Marcus
him.
Smart. And I don't even want to.
That should be Draymond.
I don't even, because you're defensively, you guys are going to be running around in circles trying to catch us. But what are you going to do offensively? Because you're not going to get through to the paint on us.
Bro, and.
And we're too tall. We're too long.
What are
you
going to do? What are you going to do with Steph? What are you going to do with Steph when he's.
We have Marcus Smart, defensive player of the year.
He's going to shoot 30 feet out. What are you going to do?
We have the defensive player of the year.
I'll give, you know what?
And I'm still not afraid of him.
Up bias, have the better defense. Because I think they play as a better union. But I guess on paper, height.
Oh, no. On paper, Celtics?
The Celtics have the best defense. So I'll give
you know the Warriors have not scored 100 points on us yet.
Okay.
We're 1-1 this season, and they haven't scored 100 points.
You guys had to cheat.
Yeah, we had to cheat.
Freaking have Marcus Smart to freaking take out Steph.
Yeah. Who says we won't do it again?
Let's move on to the offense.
Cheating. Don't worry.
Oh, like Draymond did. Like Draymond did to in those finals and try to take out Zaza Pachulia and all that.
Who has the better offense? Because it's going to come down to two things.
Oh, hands down, we have the better offense.
Clay and Steph.
We have more shooters.
Well, actually, if anything, it'll be Clay, Steph, and Jordan Poole versus Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and who's your, would you say, Sal, is your third best option?
Well, it's Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart?
Yeah, it's Marcus Smart.
So, Marcus Smart.
Oh, bro, and that guy puts up, what, 12 points? Ooh, I'm not afraid of that. You can put up 12 points all day.
Yeah, but you also have to guard Al Horford, who could shoot. You could also have to guard Peyton Pritchard off the bench, who could explode for 15 points out of nowhere.
Otto Porter Jr.'s got him.
Oh, my God. Grant Williams, the guy who was locking up Giannis all season.
And actually helped him win that game 7.
Yeah. You got Grant Williams still.
Okay, I guess
you haven't even mentioned Jaylen Brown is playing out of his mind.
It's coming down to right now. Who would you rather have? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum right now or Steph and Klay on your team? Right now.
Listen.
Steph and Klay.
They've been there.
This is how this series is going to go. Because Steph and Klay are going to have these crazy games where Steph just hits a billion threes or game 6 Klay.
And you guys have a great defense, right?
And those games.
And you're saying they're going to have drop all these threes on you?
You can play all the defense you want. These guys are Hall of Fame talent. They're, you know, legendary players. They're multiple champions for a reason. But listen, they're going to do those games, and those games are going to win by the wire. They're barely going to come through, and you're going to be like, oh, what a heartfelt performance by Game 6 Klay. He only has one leg. And the games the Celtics win, they're going to blow them out because you can't just expect those two guys to score. There's not going to be somebody. You're going to have somebody else, and it has to be either Wiggins or Jordan Poole, who those are your young guys. Those are the guys you got. Andrew Wiggins has to look like the number one draft pick compared to Jason Tatum, number two draft pick.
That's fine. As long as he's putting up 18 points, I'm fine with it.
Is he going to put up 18 points, though? You want him to shoot that many times?
And how's your offense?
How's our offense going to look? Yeah. Solid. I mean, dude, Wiggins is going to drive, take him in the paint, get rebounds. What's it called? I know they're big, but he still gets those scrubby rebounds.
Yeah.
He's a tryhard. It works out perfectly. Jordan Poole will be shooting the three. You guys are going to be worried about him off the bench. I just don't see where you guys have any upper hand on it.
I feel like the Celtics have...
We have a better secondary.
But they're streaky, man. They're streaky. Like, sometimes Marcus Smart's it. Not too much now. Marcus Smart got better. Sometimes he's not. Sometimes Al Horford's it. Sometimes he's not. Jason Tatum especially. He could go from having 41 games to 15 the next game. It's like a ridiculous drop-off sometimes.
Every game that we lose, he looks like the worst player in the
league. That's what I'm saying. So if I were to give like a check mark of offense, it would go to the Warriors. You guys got defense. They got offense. Now, who has the better
superstar?
That's where
I think it makes it interesting.
Who has the better superstar on their team?
Steph and Klay.
Oh, we do.
No. Steph or Jason Tatum?
Steph.
Steph?
He's at least Steph. He's a Hall of Fame. He's a four-time champion.
Right now. So you'd rather have Steph over Jason Tatum on your team? Like I'm saying, how Jason Tatum's playing, not overall resume. I'm saying right now, who would you rather have in this fucking 7-game series?
Steph.
Jason Tatum is playing better with his team, though. It's how it works.
Why? Okay, give me your argument, and then I'll see if I give it.
Because Jason Tatum is allowed to have games where he goes off, superstar, you know, 50 point games, 40 point games, and like look like the man. But on days where he's not doing quite well, still dropping like 25, 30 points, We have Jaylen Brown right there. Liberation Brown. We have Marcus Smart putting in work. We have Grant Williams or Derek White even. Al Horford. Time Lord. If Time Lord is healthy every game, the only games the Celtics have been losing is when Robert Williams is off the court. If there's no one on the Warriors team that I think is going to be able to stop Time Lord.
He is injury prone.
Unless Draymond kicks him in the dick.
Is that the guy with no knee?
Is any of that phasing Joseph, or is Steph just Steph ready? Is Steph ready right now? Steph
gonna you're Mr. Steph.
No, I'm asking.
I think that the narrative that people are trying to portray right now that Steph needs to get this Finals MVP is gonna put that, give him that edge to drive and just kind of, you know, push him over the top. And you know, he's averaged in the Finals, I think, 25 points. And when Kevin Durant was there, Kevin Durant was putting up 35. Steph only had to put up 25. Klay was putting up another 25. I forgot what it was, but I think that they now it's like Steph. This is Steph's team. Like, he drove them there. He got them there. I think it's just time to just put the nail in the coffin. I think that he has it to finish it out.
Yeah, no.
And get that next one.
Jason Tatum is great, but
he sends texts to Kobe, and Kobe's not here to respond.
Yeah, he's such an asshole trying to grab the last.
It's a little. It's a little creepy. Kobe Magic.
It's done out here in LA. You guys milked that cow in the worst year ever.
Bro, what do you mean? Freaking, what's his name did that too? Devin Booker.
And the Dodgers.
Joseph got shot in the dick, and see, well, that's all Kobe Magic got him, and it's gonna shoot you in the dick again because it's Jason Tatum using it. Kobe loved Jason Tatum and the Celtics.
All I know is I'm not a fan that bet for the other team that's playing against me.
I'm giving it to the Warriors.
I'm just gonna put that out there.
Hey, I picked the Bucks before the playoffs, but I was happy that we beat them.
Now, who has the better bench between the Celtics?
Oh,
Warriors.
Warriors. That Warriors all day.
Damn. So you're not even gonna flinch or even like think like the Celtics have a good.
The over.
The same, Big Pepe, Derek White.
The thing is,
yeah. Grant Williams.
I think that will be plus.
Like game seven because
he did.
Every single three that was over.
We're the better overall team. They have to live and die on their old guys.
We'll be plus 10 off the bench. Easy.
So then I have to give that to him. Now coaching. Who has the better coaching staff? The Warriors.
Our coaches. I don't know how many coaches are. My coaches won. How many championships he's won?
You could say that,
as
right?
personal accolades, and as a coach.
But the Celtics are literally the only team since Steve Kerr has been a coach that have a winning record against Steve Kerr.
The team is literally built to beat the Warriors. Brad Stevens made an other Warriors team because that was supposed to beat LeBron. It just didn't beat LeBron. But whenever the Warriors come to town, remember that year when you guys won a billion games and you're the best team ever? Remember way back and you had the longest streak ever and everybody was like, oh, this get. Who ended that streak? Who was the team that beat that team?
Did you guys win a championship?
It was these Young Bucks Celtics.
I think we lost our. That's great.
It was the Young Bucks Celtics without Kyrie Irving. We beat them that year.
He probably had COVID then.
No, this was when he was. I think he just hurt his knee or something. I don't know. Kyrie, he never plays. Point is, since babies, they've been told you are the team to beat the Warriors. They're not afraid of the Warriors. They are only afraid of LeBron and Giannis for a little bit. And they respect Jimmy Butler. But they're not afraid of the Warriors. And that's going to be the key. Everybody's building up the Warriors as these monsters, as Goliaths. Warriors are coasting.
Nobody
the Warriors think they're just going to ride
everybody
through
said that
this.
Everybody said, nah, you're not going to make it. Klay's knee's not there. He hasn't been here. His Achilles is gone. You guys got a bunch of scrubs on your bench. Who the fuck is Jordan Poole? Nobody expected us to be here. Nobody put that out there. Literally, James Wiseman. As soon as James Wiseman got injured and they said his knee was blown out, they're like, that's it. They're done. They're not going to make the finals. They're done. Stephen A. was saying it.
Hey.
Stephen A., Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless. They're all saying it.
You know who didn't say it, though? Me, because I bet on them to win the West. So I know how good they are. You don't have to convince me. It was you guys or the Grizzlies, and John Morant got hurt.
I think with the coaching, it's going to come down to one thing. Decision-making. Who has a better decision-making? And what I've seen, and if we're checking character, that Steve Kerr has named his son Nick. All right. Now, is that the best decision of all time? I don't think so. I don't. 100%. I would not think so at all. Now, it was Ime Aduka's decision to marry Nia Long. And I think that was a damn good decision because she still looks pretty fine.
Did you see her happy dance after we won? It wasn't as good as my happy dance, but we pretty much hit the same dance. We're like, woo! Hands in the air,
dance like a bitch.
We're drinking wine.
But I think that the Celtics have a chance just because they know how to beat Steve Kerr.
Literally pop some champagne. I was so happy.
But
I think that they're gonna give us. I think they're gonna give us a run for our money. That's for sure. But I think that overall, in wrestling standpoint, it's a Warriors time.
Overall, with my five categories that I just gave you guys, that usually they do in anime, I was gonna like 5-7 of the categories on a head to head. 3 of them went to the Warriors, 2 went to the Celtics. So now it's just time to give your final predictions. Who's gonna win? How many games? And talk your final shit. So Sal, you start first since you're the loudest one.
Well, if we're going wrestling, you guys are already the established champion. We just won the Royal Rumble for the first time, so they're saying, this young guy dethrone the old veteran, the wily veteran, Sting Ric Flair right now. And we're Sting. We're definitely a young Sting.
These are wrestling quotes, by the way, people. All right, continue.
Game 1, Warriors are going to win. Game 2,
100%.
Celtics are going to win. Win big.
Oh my god, okay.
Then first game in Boston. They're going to lose by blowing like a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter because Steph hits like 8 threes in a row.
Jesus.
In game 4,
they're
going to kick their ass.
We don't lose at home. Okay. I say that right now. Yeah.
Bob, no, you're going to lose one at home, and then everybody's going to be on the Celtics going into the game 3 in Boston, and they're going to be leading, and then Steph's going to hit like 8 threes in the fourth quarter, or Clay's going to hit like 12 threes at the end, and they're going to beat us. Then Celtics are going to win another game. Then it's going to be 2 in a row. All they have to do is close out game 6. Celtics are going to lose badly to the Warriors. It's going to go back to
the Warriors.
Game 7. Everybody's picking the Warriors. It's over. Celtics blew it. And we're going to beat you guys bad.
That's great wrestling.
In game 7. Mm. Kobe's ghost is going to come down like the end of Return of the Jedi. And all the little Ewoks are going to have dancing and everything. It's going to be great.
That was great wrestling.
Shake Jason Tatum's hand.
Here's my wrestling take.
What's realistic, Joseph? What do you have going on?
No, wrestling is super realistic, first of all. It's all real, actually. 100% real.
Seeing a man get hit with a head with a trash can.
No, the wrestling facts here are Clay's been out. He's hungry. He's ready for this. They've been saying the narrative is we weren't supposed to be here. We're here. And what's it called? We're running it with a bunch of scrubs and old men, apparently. So it's Clay's return of the old men, and what's it called, and our future. So I think that we'll end up taking it with wrestling logic.
How many games?
It's going to be 6, and we win all at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
We take it home to win it. We don't even let them go back home.
No, you're gonna lose one at home just because.
Celtics are better on the road.
That's good wrestling. And, like, a lot of people lose money because everyone's been on the Warriors to win at home every game. So, but,
We haven't lost at home, and I don't expect that to change at all.
Celtics are better on the road.
Unless they... That's fine. We'll still beat you. That's not the point.
Celtics lose a series, 5 games. Warriors win 4-1. I don't even need wrestling. Fuck the Celtics. That's all it is. I'm petty. And what was I going to say? Well, what happens if the Celtics go down 2-0, which I think is going to happen?
Oh, they win the third one. They're going to win at home.
Nah, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Just know the Warriors have blown a 3-1 lead. They're the only team I've ever known that's ever fucking done something stupid like that.
Yeah, but they also
Suns did that too.
It was what's it called? Because Draymond kicked somebody and then fucking nuts and they kicked him out.
I would say there's a 10% chance that Draymond's going to kick another person in the nuts.
There's a strong chance that he's going to. We kicked him in the nuts the last game, so he's going to try to get his revenge.
But, yeah, Warriors got this. Me and Joseph are on Team Warriors. We got them in game 6 and 5. Sal says it's going to be an epic thriller. Game 7, Celtics win. What a fucking shot. But that is our NBA Finals preview. We talked about everybody. I mean, all these great teams. It came down to the two shittiest fucking teams in the NBA between the two fucking biggest jamokes I know.
Thank you. Also, I didn't fucking bet on this. I didn't bet on this, so just keep that in mind. Whenever I bet on my team, I end up losing.
Let's bet right now.
You should bet.
No, I'm not betting. I'm not betting shit.
If you win,
I learned my lesson when I lost my Niners lose because I freaking took a $50 bet. When I saw Argentina lose, I took a $50 bet. It's not in the stars. It ruins my wrestling mojo.
All expenses paid to the parade.
Fuck you. What parade?
The Warriors parade. If they win, I'll send you out to the parade. Get a decent hotel. Well, we'll be like, yay! You can see Steph take off his shirt.
I wouldn't return that favor.
Yeah, then if we win, you send me out of Boston. You just gotta get me there. Catapult, Greyhound bus.
Nah, that's not worth it. All right, I'd just like to see you guys lose.
All right, when the Celtics win, you get a shamrock on your butt. The Warriors win, I'll get a W on my butt. Yeah, I get the gold little Warriors is what you got. I got a little gold W.
Terrible best.
It's all good.
Get the little shamrock.
I just want to see my team win just like they should.
He is scared because he knows.
Oh, I'm a little nervous. It's just a lot of my team.
Hey, I respect the Warriors. I followed you guys all season. I won money from you guys, so thank you. And then I put that money down to bet on the Heat, game six, and I tripled that money.
I should have told you to bet on the Celtics.
No, because I haven't been betting on the Celtics. It's the same thing. Me and Joseph have a common understanding. We can't bet actual gambling money on this. It has to be something silly. He has to grow a mustache.
Well, Joseph.
Oh, I'm not doing that again.
Thanks for joining the show. Hola, Madrid. You got anything to say before you go?
Let's go Warriors. I think as the executive producer, I think we should make Warriors t-shirts. Too Loud Warriors t-shirts.
If anything, that would be the bet. If the Warriors win, we'll make a Too Loud Warriors t-shirt.
I don't think it's a bet. I think it's just a thing.
Okay, it's a thing then. You don't want to classify it as a bet because you're afraid.
No. It's not a bet. It's not a bet. We're not betting on this.
Contractual agreement.
All right then.
And I also want on the record that Sal did bet on the Warriors to win.
The West, yes. I've said it three or four times now. I said it last episode.
I just wanted to be on the record.
I would put all my money down on Warriors game one. I might do that tomorrow. I'm going to put all my money on Warriors game one. No way Celtics win game one.
I feel like Sal said that the Warriors are going to win the championship, not just the Celtics. I don't think he said the Celtics were going to win at any point until it got closer.
Nah, because I said the Warriors, I didn't think the Warriors would beat the Bucks either. It was going to be Celtics or Bucks winning. Because I didn't think we'd beat the Bucks. Chris Middleton was out. We wouldn't have beat the Bucks.
Yeah, he's like Kobe Bryant.
So, like, they wouldn't have been able to beat the Bucks for just mainly the same reason that they can't beat the Celtics. We're too big.
All right. Thank you again, Joseph, for joining the show. We'll hit you up about Halo in like 10 minutes.
All right. I'm already on.
All right. Deuces. Yeah, man. When we come back, we are going to go over our Too Loud Minutes, the craziest stories that happened in the past week, all in Too Loud Minutes. Yeah, we are Too Loud. Too Loud.
Too Loud Minutes. Too Loud. Too Loud. Too Loud Minutes. Oh. Too Loud Minutes. Yeah. Too Loud Minutes. Loudest stories of the week.
I want to start this off in three.
No. Hold it.
I want to start this off in three, two, loud. So, Paolo Banchero, who's projected to be one of the top two NBA draft picks, says that he's not a big OKC fan. He said he's more of a Seattle Supersonics fan, even though he's young as shit. I don't even know how he remember them. But he said he doesn't want to be picked by the Thunder. So should the Thunder just pick him out of pettiness?
If he doesn't want to play there, why pick him? AEW has a brand new world champion, and it's CM Punk. Are you gonna watch more AEW because they have Old Man Punk as their champion?
No, CM CM Punk was a lot better when he was doing more drugs and more
alcohol. He never did drugs and alcohol. He was straight edge the entire time.
So he's just put it on a front, like he's a fake rapper.
What are you talking about? He's always been straight edge.
CM Punk sucks. I just never cared for him. Anyways, Hala Madrid. Real Madrid has won their 14th Champions League. That is a record. And they have everyone who has the most Champions Leagues of all time tied at 5.
I don't really care about soccer yet, but the World Cup is coming up and USA is going to play England, so that's when I care about soccer. Jaylen Brown and Aaron Donald, arguably two of the best players in the world today in their respective fields, signed with Donda Sports, Kanye West's athletic agent person representative. Yeah, they have Kanye representative now. Is that good? Are you scared?
No, that's a perfect description, because I am scared for Aaron Donald's career. Hopefully he doesn't gas him up and make him turn into another Antonio Brown. The Lakers apparently want Russell Westbrook back. Should we laugh at the Lakers now or just wait till the season starts out?
I am constantly laughing at the Lakers. Whenever I get the chance to, I'll laugh at the Lakers right now. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
That was 2. And that was 2 Loud Minutes. Let us know what you think at 2 Loud Sound Ryan. We'll be back for another episode of 2 Loud. We are 2 Loud.